Great to be here with Deacon Gonzalo, as he is your weekend deacon, and he's going to be with you the whole year. I had him in class at the seminary last semester, a class called Preaching and Presiding, so today he gets to evaluate his professor. So. I thought I'd start by just asking all of you a question. Why don't you raise your hand if you have a vocation? Okay, we got quite a few hands going up. All right, does anyone want to be brave who raised their hand and say what their vocation is?
Marriage.
Marriage. Okay, we got some marriage over there. Mother. Okay.
Single life.
Single life. Okay. Anyone else? Anything different? There's a deacon behind me. He's not raising his hand, is he? So we have religious life. So often when I go around to schools and parishes, I ask the children this question, because kind of part of my job is to educate us on what is this word, what is a vocation? And oftentimes the kids, they're very hesitant to raise their hand. You know, they think they have one, but they don't know what it is. Some of the boys, they'll be quick to say, yes, I've got it, and then all of a sudden they think about it, and they're like, wait, I don't know what it is. What are you talking about? But one thing I share with them, and I want to share with you, is kind of two things I like to stress, is that a vocation is a call, right? I mean, that's kind of what the word comes from. Vocatio, the Latin, is to call. It's a calling from God. So that's the number one thing. Number two thing is that we all share in a same vocation, so to speak. It's our universal call to holiness, a call to be holy, a call to be a saint. Now, that is really kind of at the foundation of our call. So these are two things I like to stress with the kids, is that it means we're called, a call from God, but it's a call to holiness, life with God. I want to take it a little bit deeper today, and I want to use an example of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, who we celebrated her feast day yesterday. And if you know a little bit about St. Thérèse, you know that she was a Carmelite sister. So there, kind of her vocation as a religious. But she very much desired something more. And she often in prayer, she'd reach out to God and say, God, you know, is this it? You know, I'm sure that she loved her vocation, but oftentimes the externals of our vocation are troublesome. So she would often reach out to the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, what are you really calling me to? And she recounts in her autobiography, or she accounts in some of her works, that she was praying with the scriptures, St. Paul's scriptures, especially the letter to the Corinthians, chapters 12 and 13, when St. Paul is talking about that he's saying that not everyone is called to be a teacher or to be a prophet. And then he goes on to say, you know, the hand in the body of Christ, the hand is not the eye or the ear or the foot, is that we play different roles. And when she was reflecting on this, she said, you know, Lord, well, I don't feel called to be a teacher, or I don't feel called to be a prophet. You know, what are you calling me to do? And she was real confused. So she read on, and St. Paul continues by saying, seek the greater things. And the greater thing is to love. He said, if you don't have love, then all of these other things are meaningless. And she said, ah, that's it. That's my vocation. My vocation is to love. Is to love as Christ loves me, sacrificially. So I think this is the heart of this word vocation. Is how is God calling me to love in the world? How has he created me to love? And then when we start there, then we can look out at the four vocations that the church holds up for us. So the catechism talks about four primarily. What are they? Marriage, single life, religious life like brothers and sisters, and the priesthood. So all four ways to live out this call of love in the world. And for myself, when I was discerning, the vocation director who I was working with at the time, you know, I was a graphic designer working in an advertising agency. I had my own apartment, living in Portland, kind of living the good life that I wanted for myself. And I was really unsettled, and I was seeking out something deeper. I remember telling myself, there's got to be something more. And I met with the vocation director often, and kind of came to a point, he's like, you know what, Jeff, you're going to have to make a choice. He's like, and he asked me the question, he's like, how is God calling you to love? And for me, that was a big question. As I always felt that he was calling me to love sacrificially, to give my life to someone else, to give my life fully to someone else, but more in an expansive way, maybe not to one particular person, but to more in an expansive way, to all of his people. And for me, that opened up the way to discern the priesthood, asking that question, how is the Lord calling me to love? So let's look at these four vocations real briefly and look at how love is present in them. So many of you are living out the vocation of the married life, matrimony, holy matrimony, where you're called to love your spouse as Christ loves the church in a sacrificial way, to lay down your life for the other so that they can become holy. And often when I speak with couples who are preparing for marriage, I mention that. I say, you know, your call is to make the other person holy, to make them a saint. So the husbands are supposed to make their wives holier, and their wives are supposed to make their husbands holier. And usually that's the more difficult one, to make the husbands holier. But it's to recognize Christ in the other and to lead them to something higher. It's to love them sacrificially and lead them to something higher. So all of you who are living out the vocation of the married life are really entering into the love of Christ when you have to sacrifice yourself for your spouse. How about the single life? Some of you may be in the state of the single life, where either you chose it for yourself or the Lord chose it for you. And that's a vocation in itself. We have to remember that. There's a call to love there. And the way I like to describe it is that it's a call to generous gift of self to another. A single person is more available to serve, and more available to attend to the needs of others, to love in generosity and in availability. And then religious life, a brother or a sister who gives themselves fully to the church. When we talk about religious life, it's more of a community, of one entering into a community to love one another in that so that they come together as a mission. And I often think that it would be very difficult for me to be a brother or to live in religion or in community, because you live with a bunch of people you wouldn't have normally chose to live with, and different personalities that are placed in your midst, and you have to rub elbows with them, and I'm sure it's very difficult. But what a great call to love. Love those who are difficult to live with around you. And then lastly, the priesthood. You know, a priest is to be Christ for the people. Another Christ in your midst. And our call to love is to love our bride, the church, is to love you who are the church, to lay down our lives each and every day, each and every Sunday, as Father Gary, I'm sure, does for you, pouring out himself so that Christ can be in your midst, so that you can be nourished by the sacraments, so that your sins can be forgiven, and you can walk out of that confessional a new and changed person, so that you can feed on his body and blood, that you can become who you eat, so that your children can be baptized, so that your marriages can be blessed, so that you can be anointed before you die, so that you can be welcomed into eternal life. So all of our vocations are hinged on love. But I do want to say that there is a difference in them. Not that one is better than the other, but I like to say that one participates deeper in the love of Christ than the other. So as vocation director, my job is to speak a little bit more about religious life and priesthood. And the priest is one who lives both in the world but in eternity. He's got one foot in the world but one foot in heaven to lead all of us there. And for me, that's a great reason of why celibacy is required for a priest. It's an image that I'm going to give everything away, because I'm always going to try to have on my mind the focus of eternity. And that's where I'm going. That's where I know where I'm going to go, where there won't be any marriage, but there will be total gift of love between me and God the Father. So the priesthood is a very, very great gift to the church, but it's a shame that not many men are responding to the call today. Just the other day when I was at the Rosary Bowl, there was a line of people for confession, but there were maybe 8 priests. We couldn't fulfill the need of the church. The church was calling out, all of you wanting to receive forgiveness, wanting to receive the presence of Christ, but we couldn't fulfill that need. So I encourage any of the young men here with us today to think about the possibility of the priesthood. Don't ask really what you want, but ask what God wants of you. Ask how he is calling you to love in the world. And if it is the priesthood, praise God. Answer it. Don't be afraid of it. And then I also encourage all of you here to encourage young men, maybe in your homes, but in this community, to respond to the call. If you see someone who you say, think, man, they got some qualities to be a great priest, ask them, hey, have you ever thought about being a priest? Have you ever thought about giving your lives to Christ? I remember for me when I was in my parish, St. Juan Diego Parish, before I was a priest, or in seminary, the priest there, Father John Kearns, who's now at Our Lady of the Lake, he came up to me one day after Mass and he said, Jeff, have you ever thought about being a priest? And I thought, well, yeah, I have, but no way I could do that. It's so scary. How am I going to get up and preach? How am I going to celebrate the sacraments? And he said, well, give it a thought. And for me, that was opening up the possibility. So all of you have a great opportunity to promote the priesthood here in your midst and to encourage and to celebrate it with the young people here in this parish. So what I'd like to leave you with is just a short little reflection on our second reading. St. Paul, when he's reminding the people to stir into flame that love that was placed in their hearts by the imposition of his hands. Stir into that flame the love of the Holy Spirit. So I encourage all of you, whatever state in life you're in, stir into that flame that love for your spouse if you're married. Stir into that flame that love for your community if you're a single person, to be generous and to be available. Stir into the flame if you're religious. Any more religious out there? I know we got one behind me, the deacon. And I speak to myself, stir into flame that love that Christ has put in my heart to lay down my life for his people. So it's in you. Your vocation is deep inside to love. So let us follow the example of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, who showed us that we can do everything in life, even the smallest things, out of love, and that will be appealing to our Lord, to love him each and every day. And to lay down our lives for him and for the church. God bless you.